Have you suffered through hours of boredom on a treadmill or elliptical? Maybe you've joined a gym but never darkened the doorway. You've subscribed to many boot camps and memberships, but you just can't learn to love exercise. Maybe you'd rather have a root canal than even think of running a 5K. Well, maybe that's a little too far, but I get it. I hear from women all the time that are in two extremes. They either love their workouts or never work out. Well, I want to help you start and stick with an exercise plan at least long enough to begin to like it, to feel its benefits, and to see its results. Wouldn't you keep doing it if you liked it and felt and looked better because of it? I'm even sharing a home gym checklist and body weight workout with you. It's not too late to become the fit and active person you want to be, so don't skip class today.
Hi, I am Vicky from Canada and only in week 2, but I already have gratitude for the faster way. I started experimenting with some of the information from Amy's podcast on April 9th. I was hesitant to join, so I reached out for a phone call with her, which then sealed the deal for me that I needed to join the next session of the program. It was my birthday present to me. I thought I knew all there was to know about weight loss since I've done it over and over again, right? Well, boy, was I wrong. I've never tracked macros and am absolutely loving it. I am encouraged already that this really is a plan to follow forever. I cannot share my gratitude enough for Amy and the faster way coming into my life. I always believe God brings people into our lives when the time is right. In the 2 weeks of experimenting and this past week of really following the plan, my husband, who works away for 10-day stretches, came home and has already noticed a change in me both mentally and physically. I'm so excited to see what the next 5 weeks brings.
Hello, friend, and welcome to Fat Loss School. Is your greatest wish to get to and maintain a healthy weight? Maybe you stay up late Googling weight loss plans, quick healthy recipes, and workouts for belly fat. Do you worry you won't be healthy enough to enjoy bucket list items and an active retirement in your future? Hi, I'm Amy Bryan, retired educator and certified nutrition and fitness coach. I, too, used to try all the diets, programs, gimmicks, and boot camps. But my weight and pant size kept creeping up despite my best efforts, until I found a little secret: how to get to a healthy weight in a healthy way and maintain it long term, even after age 50. This podcast is the ultimate weight loss classroom, where you will learn how to lose weight and feel good again so that you can enjoy this fabulous over 50 season of life. Grab your notebook, because I have cheat sheets for fat loss, and it's time to rewrite your wellness story. Maybe you are one of the many women that simply dreads workouts. You don't do them at all or aren't consistent enough to see progress. Maybe you punish your overeating with exercise. You are busy, and it's easier to busy away time that you could spend in exercise. Yet you know you need exercise for most body functions to work well. Your muscles and bones, your digestion, your blood sugar regulation, your hormones, your mood, your energy, your weight management, and so on. You know your weight and long-term fitness, even longevity, depends on what you do consistently. So on today's lesson plan are 5 tips to help you learn to like exercise. First and foremost, find an activity that you enjoy. Exercise doesn't have to mean hitting the gym or an hour on the treadmill at home. If so, I would never work out. I am too bored on a treadmill, and the drive to the gym alone, much less working out in front of a bunch of people, it just will not happen. But if you have a pool and enjoy swimming, do that. Take a dancing class if you love them. Hike, roller skate, even walking is so underrated. The key is to choose something you look forward to doing. I look forward to our Faster Way workouts. They are new daily. We have several variations of our fat burning HIIT, like Tabata, Dirty Dozen, Progressive HIIT, and more. Our 3 strength days are new and different each day, but always easy to follow. Trust me, I am that uncoordinated spastic that never could keep up. We even have active recovery options for rest days that we want to do more than just rest. I am never bored, and I am in and out in 30 minutes. I can say I actually enjoy our workouts. Well, after I'm done at least. I am addicted to doing them. What a great addiction to have. Tip number 2, start slow. Too many times I see women wishing to go from couch potato to Olympic caliber athlete too soon. You overdo your expectations and come out disappointed in yourself, or worse, cause injury. Be okay with being a beginner. The good news is that beginning something new will reap quicker results. Starting with short, low-impact workouts or more gentle activities will prevent injury and build confidence. As you feel stronger and more comfortable, you can gradually increase the duration and intensity. Be okay with going slowly, with the knowledge that you'll get better and stronger as you keep showing up for yourself. In our Faster Way workouts, our trainers are constantly teaching proper form and modifications of each exercise as we go along, so you can start where you are, see where you can progress to, and gradually increase intensity. It's essential to begin at a comfortable level and gradually build up intensity over time. A third suggestion is to incorporate social support. Working out with friends or joining fitness classes can make exercise more enjoyable and motivating for some people. Find a workout buddy or join a local fitness group where you can connect with others who share similar goals. If your buddy is waiting on you, you'll be more likely to show up. Social support can provide accountability and make exercise feel like less of a chore. Now, honestly, this isn't my jam. I like the quiet time alone each morning as I work out, sweat, walk, and think. I do enjoy the occasional leg day with my daughter when we are at the beach, and sometimes my husband walks with me. But alone, I get to listen to podcasts, and sometimes I even get great ideas while walking and voice memo myself these ideas. But that's just me. My social support is reporting back into our VIP accountability group online. My fourth tip, focus on functional fitness, exercises that improve strength, flexibility, balance, and mobility, essential components for maintaining independence and preventing injuries as we age. Waiting for a toned look can take a while and you feel like no progress is showing. But activities like yoga, Pilates, or bodyweight exercises can help improve overall functional fitness. Here's an example. One of our exercises is stepping up onto a bench or chair. It's hard. But I want to be able to step up into my golf cart or my husband's truck or my front porch from the side instead of the steps. Another example, we do lots of squats and many complain and avoid it, blaming bad knees. But you've got to squat to potty. You need to be able to raise yourself out of a car, off of a couch, and so on. I plan to use them and keep them serving me well into my 90s. My grandmother is 102 now, y'all. I may have started working out with Faster Way to lose a few pounds, but I keep doing them for the strength and function they allow me now and the longer I can be independent well in the future. This last suggestion is multifaceted. Set realistic goals and track and reward progress. If you set too high of a goal, like work out an hour every day this week, it isn't going to happen and will likely make you feel bad about yourself. Expecting to go from lifting 5 pounds to 50 pounds in 6 weeks isn't realistic, nor is losing 50 pounds in 6 weeks. Our workouts teach progress over perfection and allow us to track on our app and paper calendars the workouts and weights and reps as we progress. Whether it's increasing the number of steps walked per day, improving flexibility, or mastering a new exercise technique, setting specific measurable goals can provide a sense of accomplishment and motivation. I encourage you to track your progress using a fitness journal or smartphone app to monitor your achievements and stay on track. An example of rewarding progress is planning a small non-food reward after every 10th workout, or buy that coveted thing you've been wanting after you've been consistently doing at least 4 weekly workouts for 2 months. I bet you'll enjoy more than the planned reward, like more energy, inches of fat gone, clothes fitting better, and more self-confidence. So, this is fat loss school after all. Could you pass a pop quiz? What are the 5 suggestions for starting to enjoy regular exercise? They are: find an exercise you enjoy, be okay with starting slow, get a workout buddy, exercise for long-term function and independence, and set realistic goals and regular progress rewards. Your homework is next. You don't have to do them all, but by incorporating any of these tips that make sense for you, you will gradually develop a more positive relationship with exercise and reap the many benefits it offers for weight loss and overall health and well-being. I have other Fat Loss School episodes that might help too. Know Your Why in Episode 2 takes a deep dive into motivation. How Exercise Reverses Aging is in Episode 14. And Episode 9 shares the best exercise to prioritize for us women over 50. Also, I have a free download for you, a home gym checklist with bodyweight exercises to get you started. Get the link and all the ways to work with me on your fat loss goals in the show notes. That's it for this episode. If you've learned something today or enjoyed the lesson, please subscribe for future episodes, share with a friend, and please rate and review it, because that's the way others find this podcast. To connect with me, go to the show notes to see all the ways to connect and grab a freebie while you're there. Until next time, eat smart, move often, and stay well.